Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
And coming up on 8:50, it's time for the pre-opening commodity market report. Sitting in for Dave Dickey, Jay Pierce. Midwest slaughter hog prices are expected to be mostly steady in spite of floating summer holidays at four packing plants. Livestock dealers and market managers said the holidays mean that packers generally have their short-term plant needs filled, and runs appear to be steady in spite of hot summer weather, yet packer demand is holding up surprisingly well. Some dealers and market managers said export markets remain strong, and some rumors of negotiations being conducted with China continue to float around the industry. The terminal markets are called mostly steady to 50 cents lower. Top prices expected to range from $46.50 to $51 on a live basis. Peoria, $46.50, $50 lower. Packers have been killing a lot and may need to pull back a little. The comments on the Peoria exchange. Well, as we take a look at the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Friday, negotiated swine purchases were 7,051 for the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis. The base price range was 61 to 75 and the weighted average 68.35, a gain of 12 cents from Thursday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from 48.15 to $58, and the weighted average was 53.81. The Western Daily Direct Hog Report negotiated swine purchases were $10,590. The base price range 60.50 to 77, and the weighted average 72.31, a gain of 49 cents from Thursday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from 47.14 to 57.50, the weighted average 54.75. We'll take a look at the overnight trading numbers and then talk things over with Brian Maple at FC Stone in Indianapolis to see what he predicts for today's session. But first, AM 580's Mike Sola has a look at our agricultural weather. Mike?
Good morning, Jay. Well, we do have showers and thunderstorms in the area right now. In fact, stretched across a good portion of the Corn Belt from the southeastern corner of Ohio, actually a little bit east of there as well. A narrow band of scattered heavy precipitation all the way back to around Kansas City. Then it picks up again in central Kansas and arcs back in through southwestern Nebraska. And a few scattered showers remain behind in the western Dakotas. And over the weekend, there was some rainfall that helped out the corn and soybean belt in the northwestern portion of the belt. During the weekend, didn't come with much surprise. We did forecast it last week, talking about the ring of fire. An additional rainfall is expected in the coming week to 10 days, allowing additional relief to take place, and that will eventually support improved soybean and late corn development. Meanwhile, dryness has become an issue of sorts in the southern Midwest locations where hot temperatures and limited rainfall have been occurring and will continue to occur over the next week to 10 days. That will bring some serious stress to soybeans and other dryland summer crops. Outside of our borders, China's weather is expected to be favorable for most key summer coarse grains and oilseed production areas. In the Heilongjiang area, they will get some needed rain this week to help restore a more favorable amount of topsoil moisture. Amounts may be light, leaving the province in need of additional rainfall. In India, the summer soybean, groundnut, and sorghum crops are receiving welcome rain during the week. Receive some rain during the weekend and more forthcoming for the next week. Flooding may occur in a brief period during the midweek this week, but crop damage is not anticipated. Australia, their canola crop is not likely to change much in the coming week. Rain is needed in minor production areas in Queensland and northeastern New South Wales, where warm temperatures and poor soil moisture are inducing some stress. And in Canada, the canola crop will not see much in the way of moisture stress continuing in southwestern parts of the prairie and further drying possible in other areas at times. Europe's potential dryness relief in the southwest will prove beneficial to summer crops, and less threatening wet bias in northwestern Europe will help to protect the rapeseed quality there. Some delay to the harvest is expected from the northern Ukraine to Germany and Poland later this week as showers and thunderstorms start occurring on a nearly daily basis. As far as the wheat crop, a little bit of international news there as well. Canada's spring wheat remaining mostly unchanged during the coming week, leaving crops in the southwest seriously stressed. Too late for much improvement for yield by rain anyway. Northeastern China's spring wheat may get some rain later this week, but no grain quality issues are currently anticipated. And Argentina and South Africa still looking for some needed rain, but may not get it for quite a while. As far as Australia's wheat crop, the condition will change a little bit this week. Most are in favorable condition, but Queensland and northeastern New South Wales still need that significant rainfall and must cool off after recent extreme highs in the lower 80s. As far as European areas, Germany and Poland may become wetter in the coming week to 10 days. Some Belarus, Baltic states, and western Russian locations may also get a little more rain than desired, but grain quality issues in those locations not very likely unless drying fails to develop later this week. Overall, the weather will likely contribute to some bullishness in the wheat markets, especially considering the quality concerns in northern Europe. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn after corn specialists. Information on the web at agrigold.com or by contacting Regional Sales Manager Scott Williamson at 217-778-6485 for representative nearest you.
On the overnight trade, the September contract for wheat in Kansas City opened at 637, down 2.75 on the open and also down 2.75 on the last trade. December at 650.5 on the open was down 4.5, down 3 on the last trade. September wheat on the Chicago Board of Trade opened at 647, down 3 on the open and last trade. December opened at 660.5, down 8.5 on the open, 3.25 lower on the last trade. March at 658 was down 3.25 on the open, down 3.75 in the last trade. The May contract at 626.5, down 1.5 on the open and last trade. July at 550.5, down 1 on the open and unchanged on the last trade. And December 08 at 562.25. Opened up 2.25 and was up 2.25 on the last trade. September corn, 323.5, down 3 on the open, 6.75 lower on the last trade. December at 338.75, down 4.25 and down 7. March at 353, down 5.75, down 6.75 in the last trade. May opened at 365, down 3.75, down 6.75 in the last trade. July 08, 374.5, down 3 and down 6. September 08 at 378.5 on the open, down 5, both on the open and last trade. In December 08, opened at 389, down 4.25 and down 5.25. The August soybeans opened at 825, down 14 on the open, 15.5 on the last trade. September at 838.25, down 6.5 on the open, 14.75 in the last trade. November 855, down 6 on the open, down 14.25 in the last trade. July 08, open at 864, down 10.25 on the open and last trade. And March at 873.75 was down 11.75 on the open, down 8.75 on the last trade. Soybean meal for August opened at 221.40, down 80 on the open, down 350 on the last trade. In September at 222.30, down 160 on the open, 380 lower on the last trade. August soybean oil at 37.34 was down 1 on the open. It was down 44 in the last trade. In September at 37.32 was down 27 on the open, down 69 on the last trade. And Brian Maple of F.C. Stone & Company in Indianapolis joins us now on the phone to talk all this over. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Jake.
Well, what did you see in those overnight numbers? Weather a big factor?
Big factor. We have better rains than anticipated. You had a lot of 1 to 2 inch rains in the western belt with more to follow here through the week. I think that's probably going to outweigh the warmer temperatures. We are going to see some warm temperatures with some of the areas down the southwest probably starting to attack that 100-degree mark. But I tend to think with the rains that we've seen, you're going to outweigh the temperature situation. We're going to see this market be under pressure right off the get-go this morning. You've also got energy sharply lower as we get started here today with the energy markets. That's going to lead to probably a little bit more selling in the oil market with palm oil down overseas also. So the complex looks like it's going to be under pressure right at the start and more than likely stay under pressure. I don't want to lose sight of the fact that we've got a fund that has significant length out here that I'm not sure they want to let all that walk away from them. So we'll see whether we can get down and challenge some of these support points that are down below the market. Your first support is the 646 level on November beans, which held overnight, I think, or 846. And then your next one goes down to 833. If you break that, you're setting new lows for the move and probably see the funds begin to liquidate in more force along the way. I would anticipate we're going to be down in that 12 to 15 cent range in beans, probably 6 to 7 cents in corn, with corn being more of a follower here right now. Wheat's probably your main supportive one, where you've got European markets fairly strong overnight. I think the London market actually set new 11-year highs. The French market was higher also. So the wheat's going to try and hold us together, but if the corn and beans are lower, it's going to struggle to stay up itself.
All right. Anything in livestock to look at today?
Well, you've had a big run in the hog markets. Mm-hmm. You know, it leads towards at least getting some put protection on out here because we've set new contract highs. I look for them to be mixed today after seeing a big run last week. So I would anticipate you can go in and buy some put options and lock up some pretty good margins out here.
All right, Brian. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Jay.
That's Brian Maple of F.C. Stone & Company in Indianapolis, Indiana, joining us on our pre-opening commodity market report. Of course, later on today, the U.S. Department of Agriculture is scheduled to release its weekly export inspections report, 10 o'clock Central Time, and the weekly crop progress reports at about 3 o'clock this afternoon. You can find all the information you want about agriculture and our agriculture programming on the web at willag.org. This is WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. It's a minute past 9 o'clock.